This is part 2 of Maximum Memory Power, which is copyright 2006 by John Williams. All rights are reserved. This audio is only available with the Maximum Memory Power ebook from ebook wholesalers. Positive input and expectation. I can't explain to you how the synapses and the cortex of your brain work. I'll concentrate on detailing the best ways which I've found to help you get better results from the powerhouse filing system between your ears. Your memory is already functioning much better than you probably realize. Even untrained brains absorb countless impressions every day and store them in ways which are still not fully understood. Unless there are medical reasons, due to prior injury, impairment, or disease, we all have the potential to greatly improve the use of our memories. You could be very surprised how much improvement you can make without great effort and in a short time. There's probably just one factor which stops you from getting much better results from your memory at this point, and that's the person that stares back at you from the bathroom mirror each morning. Have you noticed that people who say they have poor memories can probably recall the achievements and failures of their favourite sporting teams over the last several years, even if they always forget their partner's birthday? Because the brain comes as standard equipment and costs us nothing, many people fail to value it or realise the benefits which come from using it in an organised way. Start today to use your memory better and improve all of your social and business activities. Stop accepting that you have second-grade mental faculties. You don't, and filling your mind with negative impressions. Focus, organize, and use your abilities to their natural potential. Ancient wisdom. Before electronic diaries, reminder telephone calls, and personal information manager programs, right back to ancient Greece and Rome, people needed to remember important information. Sometimes their survival might depend on it. They developed most of the systems which I'll describe in this ebook, but there have been many improvements to the early basic methods, as you'd expect over several hundred years. All the books and even the high-priced courses which you see advertised on television have their basis in these systems, which date back centuries. There are no secrets to improving your memory, but different experts create their own recipes, mostly using the same systems which you'll find here, along with their own selection of secret herbs and spices. Those tips and shortcuts based on their own experience, research, and feedback from the people that they've taught. I've personally tested almost everything which I've put here and made changes where I've felt something could be made easier or more effective for you to use. Please read all the way through the book first, then pick those parts which you feel will be most helpful to your current situation and needs, and get going. The sooner and younger that you start to use your memory in a more organized way, the farther it will take you. But anyone that starts now to use these systems will get some noticeable benefits, whatever their current age and circumstances. Scientists know a lot about what the systems work, but many things which are accepted as proven facts may be challenged or discarded as further study is made with our rapidly improving technology in the next few years. Scientists are still discovering how much more there is to learn. People like me that use the systems every day fine-tune them. You will probably tweak them to fit your needs better after you've been using them for a while, but please give them a fair trial first, just as I have set them down here. Get in shape. You will benefit in all areas of your life by improving your use of your memory, but the amount and speed of improvement will be strongly influenced by your current health and attitudes. If you have been going to start or increase the amount of exercise which you do, start today. Aerobic exercise, activities such as walking, swimming, and tennis will definitely increase the quality of the results you get from these memory systems and tips, along with increasing the level of beneficial oxygen in your body. Another proven benefit is that the more exercise will encourage you to drink more water, that stuff you dilute your coffee with. Your brain needs the equivalent of several glasses of water each day. Each drink of tea, coffee or cordial which we have daily does not replace the need for any of that water. They actually cause the loss of some valuable water from our body, reducing the amount available to our physical systems and, most importantly, available to our brain. Just making the effort to drink six or more glasses of water each day will increase the ability of our brain to better process and recall information, and it will have many other benefits as well. You may believe that you have a bad memory, but that's doing it an injustice. If you're accepting lower results than you are really capable of, then you are selling yourself short, just to avoid the little extra effort needed. Your memory is at least as powerful as any of the teachers at your local high school. The difference is mainly that they have learned how to use their memories more efficiently, and their work makes them use it at full stretch every day. Your bad memory is already absorbing thousands of impressions daily. Most of them are stored for possible later retrieval. The most likely problem is that you may give your memory too little direction, not enough work, and that you don't have systems in place to help make retrieval quick and easy. This ebook will help you to improve your ability to recall the exact information you want more efficiently than you can do it right now. The importance you assign to the different types of images and the instructions which you give yourself affect which impressions are most securely stored for later retrieval and how easy that recall becomes. Many people focus on negative images or fill their mind with negative emotions like envy, anger, and a total lack of self-belief. The brain is very powerful and could still absorb all the positive and empowering messages and images which that person sees, but it will keep the negative ones ready to recall if that's what the person mostly focuses on. Henry Ford said, "If you believe you can do a thing, or if you believe you can't, in either case you're probably right." There is some power, I believe, in having positive expectations, and, anyway, they're more enjoyable than constant negativity for you and also for everyone around you. Memory improvement is not as difficult as it may seem at first. No one needs to know that you are doing the exercises or what improvement you get. There are no exams. The best part is that you will still see and feel an improvement in all areas of your life, even if your early results are fairly small. In the third section, there's more tips and strategies that real people like you have proven will improve our memory use. It's that easy to get maximum memory power.